I'm going to talk about our product philosophy. I can't tell you how many times distributors come up and say, why do we have a multivitamin? Why do we have a fish oil or vitamin C? We're not that company. We're never going to be that company. I never want to have a product that you could compare to anything you see at GNC or Walmart. And I'm frankly, you know, I love all of you, but I can't tell you how many times you come up with a hydration product, say, compared to this, or another detox, or another zeolite, and try to compare it to ours. There is no comparison. Our stuff is, especially in zeolites, we're the category creator on zeolites for a systemic detoxification. And so the stuff we have really has no comparison. Certainly there's categories that it's in, but it really has no comparison. So our products are always going to be unique. They're going to be impossible to really source anywhere else. They're exclusive to Avini. It's the only place you're going to get them. We use the highest quality ingredients, all natural ingredients, organic ingredients. We have proprietary manufacturing processes. And the coolest thing is we're completely vertically integrated. So we do everything. We formulate, we do quality control and quality assurance. We make the products, manufacture the products. We validate the products. We do stability trials. We do retains right up to picking, packing, shipping. So from beginning to end, nobody else messes with your products. It's all in-house. We're completely vertically integrated. And that has a lot of benefits. It helps save costs because we're not paying a third party to do anything. It's much quicker. We can get products made faster, better, cheaper, and out to you much better than any other company you've ever been with. And I've never, ever, ever seen another company that does everything themselves. I mean, I worked for Rexall Showcase, and Rexall Sundown was their, you know, parent company and did some of the manufacturing, but not all of the manufacturing. There was a lot of products we actually had made from third parties. So it's amazing that we do everything in-house and we're vertically integrated. So when you really think about it, when you look at our product line, we have products that everybody needs. When they hear about them, everybody wants them, and this is the only place to get them. And that really is the core competency of our product philosophy. We have products everyone wants, everyone needs, and this is the only place to get them. So when we're talking about products extensions, we never want to have hundreds of products. We're going to have a small product line, even as a fully mature company. But when Neil came to me last year and said, what's next? What do we need? I said, okay, let's talk about what people need. So let's look at the leading causes of death. So these are leading causes of death for 2021, which is the last year for which this stuff is available. And as always, heart disease is a leading cause of death, okay? Heart disease has been a leading cause of death for more than 60 years. Now, cancer is usually number two. Stroke is usually number three, cerebrovascular. But we had COVID in 21. So COVID was responsible for about 16% of deaths. And this happens all the time, where something comes up. Like I remember when I did these lectures back in the late 80s, early 90s, HIV was the fifth and sixth leading cause of death. So whatever it is that is the new thing in the moment pops up and becomes one of the leading causes of death. But by and large, for the last at least 60 years, heart disease, cardiovascular disease, has been the leading cause of death in the United States. Now, when we think of heart disease, you got to think of the heart. The heart is a muscle. It's a pump. And its job is to pump blood around the body. And it needs circulation to the heart. The large vessels around the heart feed blood to the heart that innervate that muscle, that feed that muscle and keep that muscle healthy. You also have nerves that run to the heart that allow it to beat properly. You have a sinus atrial node that sparks. It's like a defibrillator and actually tells the heart when to beat. All right. Then you have the large blood vessels that feed blood and oxygen all over the body. And then you have the surface circulation, the small blood vessels that go to your hands, your feet, and even your sex organs. So all of that blood is necessary to be healthy and happy. All right. So when we think about heart disease, we usually think of arterial and atherosclerosis. So blocking the artery, clogging up of the arteries that feed the heart, or stiffening of the arteries that feed the heart. And that's important too, because you need those arteries to be soft, supple, and flexible. And I did this on stage. So imagine your heart is beating and that artery is laying across the heart. And it's beating, 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 beating. Because if your heart wasn't beating, it beats 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. If your heart wasn't beating, you'd be dead. The fact is your heart is always working, it's always beating, it's using up a lot of energy, and that artery has to be smooth and flexible because if it's not, it'll be brittle. It can crack. It can be, it can become inflamed, and it can actually cause a blockage. So when we think about that, this is normal over time. We used to think that atherosclerosis, a blocking of an artery, was a very, very passive thing. Basically, car fat and cholesterol would just build up over time and form these blockages. But now we know it is a dynamic inflammatory process where inflammation raises things like homocysteine and C-reactive protein, and the fat and cholesterol goes into the intima, the walls of the blood vessel, and gets covered over by smooth muscle cells. And then the body tries to protect it by calcifying it, and calcium goes into there. So there's a lot of things that happen over time, but for the most of us, this process is insidious. It's progressive and insidious. And over time, you know, the average 50-year-old man in the United States has at least one 60% blockage in the arteries around the heart. So this just shows how narrowing of those arteries chokes off blood supply. And you think about that. If you're choking off your blood supply, then you're not getting oxygen to where it needs to be. So especially if that's feeding the heart, you're losing this. So here we have a nice little movie. So this kind of shows as the fat and the cholesterol goes in the intima of the walls of the blood vessel and starts forming that fatty plaque. And you see smooth muscle cells start to form over it to try to protect it. But you see all the cells, the red blood cells, the nutrients are trying to go through. And on the leeward side, the high pressure side, is thinner. And the far side gets fatter and fatter and fatter, heavier with smooth muscle cells and calcifications. Eventually, so much pressure builds up that you have a rupture. And when it ruptures, that's called a thrombosis. So now it completely blocks that blood vessel. Nothing can get past. If that blood vessel led to your heart, you just saw a heart attack. If that blood vessel led to your brain, you just saw a stroke. So that's, now we're talking about atherosclerosis. The other thing that we really talk about in aging populations is this concept of congestive heart failure. That's when the heart itself doesn't function well as a pump. It's not pumping blood correctly. So this is damage to the heart muscle. There's lots of things that can lead to congestive heart failure. But if you're not pumping enough blood, you're not getting that blood around the body, it starts to kind of pool around. It pulls around your lungs. It can pull around your legs, causing lymphedema, swollen feet and ankles. And then the heart tries to make up for it. So it starts to pump faster. That's tachycardia. And that causes more damage to the heart. Now, the thing about congestive heart failure is that it's considered to be progressive. Even though there's lots and lots and lots of evidence that there are things you can do on a daily basis to prevent congestive heart failure and to even reverse it. And we're going to talk about that too. Now, congestive heart failure is one of the only conditions that's actually staged by quality of life. So stage one congestive heart failure is really no symptoms, but if you took a test, if you took an angiogram, if you did a stress test, if you looked at left ventricular ejection fraction or end diastolic volume, you'd see differences, and you can diagnose it as congestive heart failure. Stage two is when you're symptomatic. That's you get winded when you walk a flight of stairs. You have trouble doing tasks. That's stage two. Stage three is actually defined as you cannot hold a job, which I think is wonderful. It's fabulous. You know, I think some guys strive for stage three. So they say, I can't hold a job, you know? But the fact is, stage three congestive heart failure is considered you cannot hold a job. And then stage four is a bed to bathroom existence. And as I said, most people consider that congestive heart failure is a continual progressive condition, but we know that it's not. We know that we've actually seen reversal even with simple things like dietary supplements and nutrition. Now, I said two medical terms I want to explain. One is end diastolic volume. So after the heart pumps, it's trying to force as much blood as possible out of the heart and into the blood vessels. What's left in the left ventricle is the end diastolic volume. It's the blood left before it leaves, that's left in the heart after it pumps. You want that to be as low as possible. If there's too much blood left in the heart, that's telling you the heart's not pumping well. And then you have the ejection fraction, which is how much actually gets ejected from the heart. So you want a high ejection fraction and a low end diastolic volume. This leads us to our concept of plus cardio care. For those of you who know me, know that I did work for large companies. I worked for a division of Rexall Sundown. When I talk about products, the products I'm coming out with, for the most part, already have a background. So groups of these ingredients Individual ingredients, of course, are well studied and well published, but groups of these ingredients have actually been studied in clinical trials that we conducted when I was with Royal Numico and when I was with Rexall Sundown. So the whole concept here is I get a little annoyed when someone says they have a heart product and it's just CoQ10 or just Hawthorn or just L-arginine. I say, is it a heart product or a cardiovascular product? And I said, look, can we make one product that feeds the heart? It makes the heart a more efficient pump. It makes the heart a more efficient muscle. It also helps innervate the heart. It provides the electricity of the heart to be able to beat properly, so it's proper rate and rhythm. It helps reduce atherosclerotic arteriosclerosis by clearing those arteries and helping them be more supple. And then lastly, it improves surface circulation all over the body, which improves circulation of the hands and feet, reduces risk of deep vein thrombosis, DVT. It reduces risk of lymphedema and swelling in the feet and ankles. And it even improves sexual function because it improves surface circulation even to the sex organs. So that's all about the entire cardiovascular system. I say, can we make one product that does it all? And I think we did here with the Plus Cardio Care. So first we have CoQ10. You guys all have heard of CoQ10. And CoQ10 is a natural compound. You make a ton of it in your body and it's absolutely necessary for life. CoQ10 produces energy. It's actually part of the electron transport chain in the mitochondria. If you see what this picture, this is the cell membrane of the mitochondria, which are the little energy factories in all of our cells. All of our cells have mitochondria in it. Our heart muscle has 10 times the mitochondria in it that other muscles do. Why? Because your heart is always working. It's beating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year, because if your heart wasn't beating, you'd be dead. And so you constantly need energy. You constantly need to make energy. And so if you feed the mitochondria, you're literally feeding the heart. And so CoQ10 is part of the electron transport chain, allows us to make ATP, which is energy. And so if you get more CoQ10, you're actually helping to create ATP and feed the heart. Something that's tragic, that's horrible, is that many drugs for cardiovascular disease actually deplete CoQ10 from the body. Statin drugs are famously known to deplete CoQ10. So you take statin drugs to lower cholesterol and reduce risk of heart disease, and you're depleting CoQ10, which is absolutely necessary for cardiovascular health. So certainly, if you're on a statin drug, you should definitely be taking a CoQ10 product. But this is just one of the ingredients in the Plus Cardio Care. There's been tons and tons and tons of research that show CoQ10 improves heart performance, helps with cardiac enzymes, reduces oxidative stress, and actually helps with rate and rhythm of the heart. Then we're going to get to L-citrulline and L-arginine. So a lot of you have heard of L-arginine. L-arginine was actually the first functional food. It was in a product called the Heart Bar and had 6 grams of L-arginine, which was a huge amount of L-arginine. And one of the problems they found is when you take a huge dose of L-arginine, it actually greatly increases your risk for a herpes outbreak. So if you have herpes, and a lot of us have herpes that don't even know it, but a lot of L-arginine will actually trigger a herpes outbreak. And you'll see that a lot of L-arginine products are also dosed with lysine because lysine reduces the risk of a herpes outbreak. So everyone said you have to take huge amounts of L-arginine to be effective. And we found, or it's been found in research, that you don't need that much L-arginine if you dose it with L-citrulline. The two together actually help rebuild each other. So what do these do? These are what they call nitric oxide donors. So nitric oxide is basically a neurotransmitter that relaxes your blood vessels, improves circulation to the heart and to the extremities and even to the sex organs. And the concept that nitric oxide was a neurotransmitter that did this actually won the 1998 Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine. So a lot of people take nitric oxide for all sorts of things. If you ever saw someone take a nitroglycerin tablet, that's what it was. They have an angina attack. They take a nitroglycerin tablet that provides quick burst of nitric oxide, which relaxes the blood vessels. So just taking these amounts of L-citrulline and L-arginine will help actually do that exact thing. Spike nitric oxide production, which actually relaxes the blood vessels and greatly improves circulation all over the body. And like I said, you don't need 6 grams of L-arginine. You only really need 400 milligrams of L-arginine with this L-citrulline. And you can see the cycle between the urea cycle and nitric oxide cycle, you're constantly making nitric oxide and recharging each of these compounds. Then we have the amino acid taurine. So taurine is really interesting because it is an amino acid. So the amino acid taurine is an amino acid that's not part of protein synthesis, but it is a free amino acid that's used in the heart. It's used in the heart muscle. And it's also in and of itself has a positive inotropic effect. It actually helps control the rate and rhythm of the heart. So taking taurine alone has been shown to improve the function of the heart as a pump. This is one of my favorites, sorbyl palmitate. Sorbyl palmitate is a fat-soluble vitamin C. And I'll tell you know, for a lot of reasons why it's so good. But first of all, a lot of people think of vitamin C as an antioxidant. They take it because it is a powerful antioxidant. But vitamin C itself, ascorbic acid, is water-soluble. So whatever you don't use, you simply urinate out. You don't store vitamin C. Ascorbyl palmitate is a vitamin C attached to palmitic acid, which is a long-chain fat. So now we've made this water-soluble vitamin fat-soluble, which means it gets stored over time and it gets places that vitamin C never could before. In fact, it's been shown that sorbyl palmitate alone has lowered risk of atherosclerosis by getting into those fatty plaques and preventing lipooxygenation. So it prevents free radical breakdown of fatty plaques. So the other thing to understand is we take vitamin C as an antioxidant, but vitamin C is actually a cofactor in the production of collagen. Collagen is the triple helical protein that forms our hair, our skin, our nails, and even the walls of our blood vessels. So if you want strong, healthy blood vessels, you need vitamin C to do it. If you think about it, what is vitamin C deficiency? It's scurvy. And what happens when you get scurvy? You know, circulation goes down, you can actually bleed out, your skin thins, your hair falls out, because you're not making collagen. So you need to make that collagen for healthy skin, hair, nails, and of course, your blood vessels. So more vitamin C, especially sorbyl palmitate, you're going to store that over time and get the best bang for your buck. Hawthorn berries have been along forever. And this is the first time anyone's ever done a study where they saw a reversal of congestive heart failure. This was the NYHA stage 2 congestive heart failure study with hawthorn. And just taking hawthorn berries, they got over 600 patients from stage 3 congestive heart failure to stage 2. That's it, just hawthorn alone. It's got flavonoids, proanthocyanidines. We found it to have inotropic activity. It helped provide better heart rate and rhythm, improving blood flow and oxygen utilization. What annoys me the most is how this is ignored. In fact, I told a story where it just so happens in the late 90s, the Congestive Heart Failure Society meeting happened to be in Fort Lauderdale, which is right near my house. And so I said, you know what, let me go to the meeting and see what they're talking about. And there were tons and tons of booths and talks about devices and drugs and surgeries. There was nothing about hawthorn. And this study had just been published. And so I went to a couple of cardiologists and I said, what about this hawthorn study? He goes, yeah, I saw it. It was interesting. I'm like, why aren't we talking about it? I mean, everything you're talking about, all the drugs, all the surgeries, all the medical devices, all they do is slow the forward progression and slightly improve symptomatology. Nothing stops or reverses congestive heart failure. And we have a study here that shows very clearly that just taking hawthorn reverses congestive heart failure. Why aren't we talking about it? And he goes, well, you could have gotten a booth and you could have talked about it, but no one paid for a booth to talk about it. So it felt like I got kicked, you know where. So it was horrible. They weren't talking about it, but it's gotten more and more research and it is being talked about now. Like I said, 8 clinical trials enrolling 632 patients showed absolutely against placebo control that it actually helps reverse congestive heart failure. And then there's more. We put breviscapine in there. Now, we put a little bit of breviscapine in the Trim Science to actually promote healthy circulation and mental focus. But breviscapine is amazing. It's a natural extract from a flower in China. And it really, really helps promote surface circulation and oxygen delivery all over the body and including into the heart. Grapeseed extract has long been used for cardiovascular health. It's got proanthocyanidins and flavonoids. It's OPCs, oligomeric proanthocyanidins. And so we know that it supports capillary action. That's the surface circulation. So provides relief against lymphedema and circulation in the hands and feet. Beet extract has long been used. It's over 40 studies that show that beet extract can actually improve and maintain good blood pressure. And then selenium. Selenium is a heavy metal. It has a narrow therapeutic range, but selenium is a cofactor in over 30 different metalloenzymes. It helps regulate cholesterol production. It helps regulate thyroid hormones for metabolism. So just getting a little bit of selenium certainly helps promote healthy circulatory health. And then, of course, Detoxilite. We have the zeolite, our micronized activated zeolite, as part of the product. Certainly, it helps with superior antioxidant protection. And this is really important. I've talked about this before. The zeolite loves toxic heavy metals, sucks them up and moves them out of your body. But the zeolite also pulls in calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, sodium, potassium, the healthy stuff. It just doesn't like it, so it doesn't hold on to it. That whole process is called cationic exchange. Cations are positively charged atoms, positively charged ions. And so what happens is the calcium will come in, and then a mercury will come in, and the calcium gets kicked out because the zeolite likes mercury a lot more than calcium. But what it amounts to is what I call a shuttling mechanism. It shuttles the healthy ions around the body because as zeolite pulls it in and kicks it out, it moves calcium, magnesium, phosphorus around the body where it can be better utilized. It also prevents these things from attaching to stuff and causing things like claudications. So it prevents calcium from sticking around a fatty plaque and calcifying the plaque by moving that calcium along. And we have seen great increases in cardiovascular health with people using the Cell Defender. So you can imagine if we're adding this to the cardiovascular product, we're gonna see those same benefits. Now we do have studies, I talked about this before. Some of these ingredients, a good base of these ingredients, were the part of formulation that we had back in Rexall. And we did a study back in 1996 using ultrafast CT. And we saw an absolute reversal of atherosclerosis utilizing things like ascorbyl palmitate and taurine. So this was a 12-month study, and we actually saw a reversal of coronary artery disease. Additionally, some of these ingredients were used in a product that we had launched in 2000 that was for hospital use only. It was for congestive heart failure patients in a hospital setting. And what we found is that heart size decreased. People that had an enlarged heart due to congestive heart failure, the size increased. End diastolic volume fell and ejection fraction increased. And we do have an angiogram of this. And it's hard to see in this picture, but if you look on the left side, he has an ejection fraction of 31% and an end diastolic volume of 206. You see the size of the heart. And you can clearly see the reduction in 6 weeks. 6 weeks, a great reduction, about a 15% reduction in heart size. Ejection fraction goes up 5% to 36%. End diastolic volume falls to 170. You guys don't understand if you see it doesn't look like a huge change, but nothing is supposed to reverse congestive heart failure. And this did it in just 6 weeks. We've seen it in patients in the hospital setting. So that is our Plus Cardio Care. It's available now. We launched it over the weekend at conference. And you have your CoQ10, your L-arginine citrulline, your grapeseed extract, your ascorbyl palmitate, selenium, hawthorn, bromviscapine, taurine detoxylating B powder, in exactly the right amounts, the right synergistic percentages to allow your heart to pump better, your heart to beat better, your surface circulation to improve, which includes your hands and feet, but also your sex organs. People take it even to improve their sex lives, and your large blood vessels, atherosclerotic arteriosclerosis. So everybody can benefit from this, but I would say that certainly if heart disease runs your family, if you currently do have heart disease, this is something you should take. And I'll just finish up with this saying that it is not contraindicated with any medications. It is not contraindicated with blood thinners. It's not contraindicated with any blood pressure medicines. It's not contraindicated with anything you already be taking for heart disease. But I will warn you that it will make you healthier. And as you get healthier, if you are on medications, you should work with your physician to potentially lower your dose of medication or get off of them. Because it can be dangerous if suddenly you're on a bunch of blood pressure meds and now your blood pressure starts to stabilize and you continue to take those meds, your blood pressure could get too low. Or if you're taking something like digoxin or Moltac to stabilize the heart rate and rhythm, and you're doing that already with this, you're going to find that you really don't need to take those drugs. It can be incredibly dangerous. So certainly, if you start taking this, talk to your cardiologist, talk to your physician about potentially monitoring your progress, and potentially getting off of some of those medications. So that is Plus Cardio Care.